Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Mitchell. All right. So the guy gets fined $48,000 for his hit on Alex Smith. Give a listen to the full Mike Mitchell, who got no time to talk about it.
Good idea of what you're going to ask me, and I've addressed this early this week, so it kind of annoys me to know that.
Well, the news broke today that you were going to be fined. I don't know if you've been made aware of that or not, but I'm sure you're disappointed by that fact.
Is there a question that you have?
Are you disappointed by the fact that you were fined for that hit?
Anytime that you are fined, there's going to be an appeal. That's what I'm doing. I'm appealing it. Look forward to playing Cincinnati Sunday.
How does that process work?
I'm not answering questions like that. I pretty much have made my statement for the day. You guys know I make myself available to you on Wednesday. I've spoke about this at length on Monday. That's where I'm at with it.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Appreciate it. I can't figure out if Mike Mitchell is a jerk, because I don't think he is, or if Mike Mitchell is playing a role. I think that Mike Mitchell is playing a role that comes along with being the guy who needs to be the hard guy on the football team. I think that that's what it is. And this also goes into his unlikability with his own fan base. Mike Mitchell's a guy who goes out there, tries to take your head off. Mike Mitchell's a guy who goes out, tries to set the tone. He tries to hit you. He tries to knock you out. He even gets a fine for what he did to Trent Green, who we're having on at 9 o'clock, what he did
to
Alex Smith.
I feel like saying that too, by the way.
Right. And I feel like part of this is because Alex Smith crowed about it and whined about it and talked about it. But listen, I think this is all just what Mike Mitchell is about. Do I think a fine was deserved? Maybe, because that's what the NFL has become. $48,000, though, Jim, a bit steep for me.
But has he been? He's been fined before, right?
He has.
So that has something to do with it.
Yes, and that's the other thing in this league right now with what's going on. It's not necessarily, and it should be. It should be the act alone, I guess. But it is your past. It is your history. It is what you're all about. For suspensions, it should be what your history is. But for this act, they took into account his past, and I don't know if for that act they should.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think with using, well, Burfict as an example, I was going to say James Harrison too, but his fines were for the same. It's for the same stuff, and I don't think that this is the same stuff, like a pattern of behavior. You know, James Harrison was getting penalized and fined for the same types of hits, and I didn't necessarily agree with all of those either, all the fines either. And Burfict, however, you know, that's a different sort of a thing where you're talking about late hits and cheap shots, that the fine should escalate.
And the push at the 425 this Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals in a game that's pretty darn important for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the dynamic that I find really interesting with Steeler fans is you bring up Mike Mitchell and they harp on him. He can't wrap up. He can't do this. He's a loudmouth jerk. And they listen to that clip that we just played, and they probably have some more ammunition that he's a loudmouth jerk, which, again, I don't believe that he is. I think he's just kind of playing a role. But to push it to 425, you know what's going to happen? The same people who say that, who don't like Mike Mitchell and what he's about, if he hammers A.J. Green across the middle in this game, they're going to be the same people jumping up and down, yelling and screaming, clutching their terrible towel, and swinging the heck out of it. That, to me, is the value that Mike Mitchell brings. A.J. Green has become that guy for the Cincinnati Bengals and is that guy for the Bengals for quite a while that can go deep, that is that threat. And since they fired Ken Zampezi, he really is that threat downfield for the Cincinnati Bengals. But the one moment of apprehension he may have, Jim, is whenever Mike Mitchell's there lurking across the middle. It might knock him out.
It's a safety's job.
Yes.
We talked about that. we don't talk so much about trying to knock guys out anymore, because remember the player, oh, I put him to sleep.
Right.
You know, that was a badge of honor, and I think it still is. They just don't talk about it. But if there's no intimidation factor there, that hurts your team.
But everyone's lying to themselves. Mike Mitchell's just going out and doing his job. You know, was it above board what he did to Alex Smith? I don't know. But what has made Mike Mitchell, what makes people like that, what allows us to kind of understand the middle of that football field in the role of Mike Mitchell, there's no way to make it nice. You just can't. It's a trauma sport, one in which you're trying to inflict pain and knock the hell out of that other guy, and in this case, A.J. Green.
Well, we were talking the other day about guys, they want to get on the Renegade video.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get on the Renegade video? By popping somebody. Right?
I just posted that Here We Go from 1995, right?
Okay.
And when you think of it, you think of that defense. Lloyd, Green, LaVon, Lake, Woodson. What do you think of when you think of those guys? You think of them hitting people. You don't think of them as all great coverage guys or finesse defense, or right? Don't you think of that, Jim?
Well, Greg Lloyd was not hired for his disposition.
That he was not.
He was hired to hit people.
Inflict pain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.